Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, we talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hi, this is Barbara Feldon, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
Ed Robertson, welcome you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. I'm very happy to welcome Mr. Pat Boone, legendary singer and entertainer who recently marked his 70th year in show business, and who will celebrate his 90th birthday this coming June 1st. In his 70 years in show business, Pat Boone has sold more than 45 million records, recorded more than 2,700 songs, including 38 top 40 hits and more than 60 hits overall, appeared in nearly 30 films, including one that is due out soon, and has written more than a dozen autobiographical or motivational books. Pat Boone, still recording. He released a double LP, double CD album last year called Country Jubilee, while earlier in 2024, Pat released a brand new single called My Stupid Tattoo that is a humorous ode to those who got a tattoo and later came to regret it. We'll talk about My Stupid Tattoo and where you can find Pat's new single a little later on in our conversation. In the meantime, as we pick up the conversation with Pat...
I'll tell you what I've been doing. I'm sitting here going over my unbelievable history of records.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about history of television, but they're combined because this is Black History Month, and people have no idea of my civil rights activities, music and video and so on. And so we want them to know, and we're putting out a whole giant playlist of my songs that are related to Black history, going back to when I started my record career doing rhythm and blues, which was called race music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and one of those songs was Ain't That a Shame?
Yep.
Which, helped. That was good for Fats Domino in a lot of ways.
It really, and he admits it, that he made, I've got tapes of him and Little Richard both saying they made more money from my versions of their songs than their own versions, because they were hits on R&B radio, which was a separate genre, and it was
mm-hmm.
all race music.
Mm-hmm.
It was all Black, and they had like Fats had sold 150,000 of his number one R&B hit, Ain't That a Shame. I recorded it, sold 1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
10 times, and it kept on selling more than 10 times what his had sold. And of course, he got royalties from every one of my records of his songs. and he, as Little Richard did on Tutti Frutti and Long Tall Sally and Rip It Up. So they made more money off my versions of their songs than from their own versions, because they were played on R&B record stations. Anyway, listen, we want to talk about TV, but...
Well, we're going to We're going to talk about Pat Boone because you had one of the most popular variety shows in the golden age of variety shows. But in showbiz, there's a term called hyphenate, as in singer hyphen actor hyphen producer. You are a multi hyphenate
and a trailblazer in several ways, not intentionally. It just happened that I started doing something and it became something that became big, like the, you know, recording of R&B songs.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the very first to record R&B songs. Of course, Elvis came along a few months after me, and he recorded Hound Dog, which had been a big hit by Big Mama Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
And other songs like that. And then many artists began to pick up on all the R&B hits, both past and current. But I was there first and having million sellers with their songs. And recently, Jesse Jackson, because I've done a more recent album of R&B classics,
mm-hmm,
with the original performers. So that in my song, my album, I mean, I sing Tears of a Clown with Smokey Robinson, Can't Help Myself with the Four Tops,
mm-hmm,
We Are Family with Sister Sledge. I do Way of the World with Earth, Wind & Fire, Celebration with Kool & the Gang, and I even went to Augusta and recorded Papa's Got a Brand New Bag with James Brown. and all of these songs sounds like their tracks, but here I am in the middle of the tracks that sound like their records, and with them, like with the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch,
mm-hmm,
Tub singing. It was the last thing he ever recorded, and I think my Papa's Got a Brand New Bag was the last thing that James Brown recorded.
Pat Boone, R&B duet hits. Pat's R&B album featuring duets with Smokey Robinson, The Four Tops, Sister Sledge, Earth, Wind & Fire, James Brown, Kool & the Gang, and some of the other big names in the genre of R&B. Pat Boone, R&B duet hits, available wherever music is sold. Keep up, Pat Boone, patboone.com. Of course, James Brown was the hardest working man in showbiz. Just doing some of my Pat Boone homework. You can give him a run for your money because you've left your mark in many parts of the entertainment industry. That means you work hard and you know you've been gifted in so many ways, and you keep finding ways to use your gifts to create.
Yeah, you've nailed it. You really have. And some of it was not with any intent on setting new trends or just doing things that I really like. But I must give credit to Randy Wood, who was the head of the record company that I was recording for. He was the one that suggested I record a little song that was an R&B hit by the Charms on the Dutone label. And I was still in college at North Texas State, married, on my way to being a teacher-preacher, I thought. I had tried. I'd won some talent contests across the country, the Ted Mack Amateur Hour and, mm-hmm, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout Show, but nothing came, no record offers or anything from those. And so I was back in college when Randy called me from Gallatin, Tennessee, which is an outskirt of Nashville, where his label, Dot Records, was just getting going. And he said, you want to make a record? And I said, well, I'd love it. I enjoy that. And he said, well, let me fly to Chicago. We're going to do a song called Two Hearts, Two Kisses,
mm-hmm,
by the Charms. Well, I was not familiar with R&B, so I thought, you know, I was a Perry Como, Sinatra, Bing Crosby fan, and I was imagining some song, Two Hearts, Two Kisses, something like that, a ballad. He said, no, here it is. One heart's not enough, baby. Two hearts will make you feel crazy. One kiss will make you feel so nice. Two kisses take you to paradise. Two hearts, two kisses make one love. And I'm saying, Randy, you got that on the right speed. and I went to Chicago and recorded that. It was a million seller overnight. And it was my first record, you know, that was nationally distributed, but it was a million seller. So, of course, that was in March of 55. So in May of 55, I had to do a new record. So we picked up on Fats Domino's, You Made Me Cry When You Said Goodbye, Ain't That a Shame. His, as I say, was already number one R&B.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not played on white radio, and it was not going. going to be played at that point on white radio or pop music. But when I recorded it as a follow-up to Two Hearts, Two Kisses, it became a number one hit, million seller, and made him a lot of money, as he confessed later. You know, then I had it soon on my TV show,
mm-hmm.
Pat Boone Chevy Show, which had come to me out of the blue, because of my hit records. All of a sudden, I was the youngest guy ever to have his own music variety show at 21, 22 years old. And having Nat King Cole and Sammy Davis and Perry Como and all these people on my shows with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have a new album of duets, which we with singing with everybody in the music business. And now we're putting out all of these songs, streaming mm-hmm. all of these duets with all of these artists, including all the ones that were on my TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in and hear all the duets with Tony Bennett, with Mel Torme, with Ella, with Gina Lola Brigida, with Roy Rogers, Nat King Cole, all of these artists. Well, recently I was promoting this more recent album of R&B classics with the original performers, and with talking on the phone with Santita Jackson and the Rainbow Coalition Station in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and talking about recording with James Brown and Sam Moore. I did Soul Man with Sam Moore. It was Sam and Dave, but Dave was gone, so it was Sam and Pat.
That's right.
These are whale of good records.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was playing, asked what it was like to record with all these artists. And meanwhile, she interrupted to the engineer, "Is that on the phone? Is that who I think it is?" "Yeah, put him on." It was her dad, Jesse Jackson.
Wow.
And he got on. He said, "You know, I've never made this statement before, but I believe Pat Boone did more for race relations with his music in the 50s than any other artist. Because he was a white guy from Nashville, and his father-in-law, Red Foley, had recorded our Negro spirituals. But now here was Pat Boone not only singing our R&B classics, but bringing the artists themselves on his TV show with him. And of course, that led to the TV part of all of this, because I was having them on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And now these songs celebrating Black history this whole month of February and then ongoing, all of these songs that I'm talking about now will be played for people to hear, and they'll hear me singing the biggest Black hits of the 50s and 60s, in some cases now later with the original performers, and being with the one with James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Papa's got a brand back down. I got a brand new bag. Get down, Pat. Get down.
Pat Boone duet, 13 live recordings, all pulled from the Pat Boone Chevy Showroom, Pat's Variety Show on ABC from 1957 to 1960, and featuring Pat singing duets with Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Joe Stafford, Andy Williams, Roy Rogers, many, many others. Pat Boone duets available both on vinyl, wherever music is sold, and Spotify, Apple Music, wherever music is sold online. Pat Boone R&B duet hits, Pat's R&B album, Pat Boone R&B duet hits, available wherever music is sold. Keep up, Pat Boone, patboone.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call. You talk to one of them, they stay anonymous. I can't hang up. That's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh. Somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 pre-prepared, ready-to-heat, and ready-to-eat, chef-crafted, restaurant-quality, and dietitian-approved meals that will make eating better every day fun and delicious, and your weekly meal planning a whole lot easier with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talk. TV50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the many healthy and nutritious options for breakfast and midday bites that are ready to eat and, best of all, less expensive than takeout. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/TV50 to get 50% off.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing.
My whole problem has been the constant flow of creativity, doing things that I wanted to do that I thought ought to be done by somebody, and if somebody had done them, I did them, and continued that. But if you don't have marketing, if you don't have promotion, a lot of these things sort of go by the boards and people never know you did them.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, my country album, I've got an album of country classics.
Called Country Jubilee.
Country Jubilee, 25 million selling songs, every one a million seller, all sung by one artist. Now, country artists don't do each other's songs except Hank Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Many country artists have done Hank, and I do three in this album, Your Cheating Heart, Jambalaya. There, I do all those on the country album, but they were in my albums as I was going along through the 70 years of recording.
Mm-hmm.
Cold, Cold Heart, and these. I'm looking at these songs by that were written by Hank Williams. Of course, this Hank Williams classics. Kalijah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last time country radio played Kalijah? Anyway, I've been doing innovative things that nobody else has done, but if you don't have marketing, you don't have promotion. You know, right now, I don't know if you know this, but I'm now talking privately with, I already have a show every week on Sirius XM called 50s Gold, and that's about my 41 chart records in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis had 40, and I had 41, one more than Elvis. and he was my opening act the first night time we met.
I'm going to ask you about that. You know, I'm going to ask you about that a little later on.
Just to button up that topic. I now have recorded more songs, and we've researched this, it's true, more separate songs than any other artist in history. Some 2,700 separate songs in various genres. Frank Sinatra did 1,500, all classics. My idol at the time, and still is, Bing Crosby, recorded some 2,000 songs in his 30-something years of recording, but I have recorded 2,700. And three of them in the last year or two. And I'm still at it. I've got three songs on country charts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Grits, a song I wrote myself,
mm-hmm.
came through me in a dream, and it's a country hit. And then with Crystal Gayle, a remake of her country classic with Eddie Rabbit called Just You and I.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also big on Spotify and Pandora and all those playlists. But also the latest is a song that my music conductor, pianist, and a friend wrote called My Stupid Tattoo.
Which I'm going to ask you about, too.
Okay, well, all these things are happening now, but if there's no promotion, they just go by. After a while, you know, it's just things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if we create my own channel on Sirius XM with 2,700 separate songs, I already am doing it, a thing I'm doing on some nationwide international radio called BNR. I forget what BNR stands for, but something radio, BNR. And it's a thing I created called Pat Boone's Kaleidoscope. You know what a kaleidoscope is visually.
Yes.
And so I have created a musical kaleidoscope of my 2,700 and counting songs back to back for an hour. You never know what's coming next. It's extremely entertaining.
And it's a great metaphor, Pat, because the kaleidoscope of your music career covers so many different genres, you know.
It does. That's the whole idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was what I came up with. And now I've got to convince Lou Simon and the people at Sirius XM that it merits its own channel, because you can start playing that channel and play all 2,700 songs, and by the time you're through, I'll have done two more. and it just keeps adding to the, and it's so incredible, because you'll hear me do my favorite patriotic songs. I'm the only one in all of these years to record all of America's great patriotic songs, including the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It's called American Glory. And nobody else has recorded all these songs. That is, in a collection, they may have recorded one or two here or there, like Ferlin Husky's There's a Star-Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere, and it's a fabulous song and needed now to be heard again. But America the Beautiful and My Country 'Tis of Thee and I'm Proud to Be an American and all of these songs, beautifully orchestrated and sung, and there it is, the album. But if we put them on Spotify and all the other those outlets, that you can go and stream for virtually nothing, and we artists who created those songs, the writers, the publishers, the singers, get pennies or portions of pennies, and so what's the point in trying to promote? Well, we are promoting, and this my song celebrating Black History Month, or Black History itself, has songs that I wrote. Songs that, for instance, I Had a Dream, which is Martin Luther King's words set to music.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, even Stevie Wonder, nobody else has done that. And he wrote a song, Happy Birthday, Martin, or something. But these are that I wrote the night after he was assassinated. I was so moved by the speeches he was making in the black churches then. And I wrote a song called I Had a Dream, inculcating all of his famous words, where a man will be judged by, not by the color of his skin, but the content of his character. All of this is in my song. And some, I don't know how many years later, but it was on the eve of the first black president being inaugurated, Barack Obama, the next day, January 20th, that the night before, I'd been asked by the creators of CORE, Congress of on Racial Equality, to come MC their dinner that night, celebrating the night before the inauguration, because they knew of my involvement with race relations, including, this is something nobody but you now know, that in 1960, South Africa lifted the policy of apartheid. If I would come there and sing for concerts, and I only did it on that basis.
We'll talk some more about that with Pat when we come back. Plus, we'll talk about another stand he took in 1960 on behalf of Harry Belafonte. At the time, Pat hosted his ABC variety series, The Pat Boone Chevy Showroom. All that more. We continue our conversation with Pat Boone on the other side of the break. In the meantime, Pat's single, I Had a Dream, the tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, that Pat originally wrote on April 5th, 1968, is also available Apple Music, Spotify, wherever music is sold online. Plus, there is a marvelous video of Pat performing that song, which you can enjoy for free at patboone.com. We'll talk some more Pat Boone on the other side of the break here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.